Shame on them.
Kasich was blasting the two Democratic legislators who've joined with a liberal think tank and a conservative group challenging the constitutionality of the privatized job-seeking effort.
This is not about constitutionality. This is about wrecking Ohio's economy and destroying people's jobs. That's what this lawsuit is about. There's no legitimacy to this constitutional issue. Come on. That's a political issue designed to wreck the progress that we're having in Ohio.
Kasich didn't use the word Democrats, but he made it clear he was referring to them when he elaborated on why he thinks critics keep suing.
They use these tactics to try to destroy economic development so somehow they can get back in power and do more damage that they've already done.
Democrats are in the minority in the Ohio House and Senate, and Democratic Governor Ted Strickland was unseated by Kasich in the 2010 election.
Governor Kasich should act as an adult and stop engaging in name-calling.
That's State Senator Michael Skindal, one of the Democrats who keep challenging Jobs Ohio in the courts. He insisted there's an important legal question to be settled.
We are seeking constitutional review of Kasich's corporation, in which public dollars, $1 billion in public funds, are going into this corporation. If anything, we are trying to protect public dollars.
Republican Bill Batchelder is Speaker of the Ohio House. He's also a strong supporter of the privatized job-seeking agency. But when it comes to the governor charging Democrats are trying to wreck Ohio's economy, Batchelder said, if you are...
You're a member of the legislature, obviously you can't talk that way. It's not polite.
Democratic Senator Eric Kearney said Kasich should follow an unwritten rule in the Senate.
You don't speak on the floor about somebody else's motivation.
Governor Kasich may be frustrated, but so was Senator Skindal.
No court has ruled on the constitutionality of Jobs Ohio.
Instead, the legal debate so far has been only on who, if anyone, has legal standing to file a challenge. The Ohio Supreme Court has decided to hear an appeal of two lower court rulings that found the challengers did not have standing. The governor said, enough already.
When you have two independent courts confirm this, and the lawsuits go on and on and on, I'm getting very close to the point where I'm going to introduce a loser pays legal system. The taxpayers ultimately have to pay for these kinds of nuisance suits. We see them all the time. You know, this is really troubling to me.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.